going toward Telephone Road. My father built his house in 1928.
Dad, hold on.
This was all ethnic in the earlier days. It was an area that I couldn't ride on my bicycle. My mother had very set limits. This far this way, this far this way. But, you know, you got some money, and that was the big thing. When I grew up, there were no Spanish-speaking people here. I mean, it just didn't happen.
Dad, hold on.
Italians mostly moved out, but they were dense. It was the place to be seen if you were out and about on Telephone Road. The building is the same except for a lot of iron bars. Western Union bill pay, money order, cashing checks, the way things were. You sure did like it going down. The Grand Manor of the 30s and 40s, it was all tiled and beautiful tile. And behind it is a faux castle. It was really something to behold.
You remember this kind of grand path?
It has a lot of conversation in Spanish. The Taqueria was an ice cream store, but you know, my mother had an idea that we grew up German, and her idea was that, you know, that was for, well, if you, I guess you'd say for white people, and wasn't for us, and we were poor and they weren't, she thought. It was the days before Social Security. It was the days before SSI. It was the days before Medicaid and Medicare. And this far this way, this far this way.
My dad said.
Well, we'll go through here.
Okay. The San Jacinto Monument, a woman playing the accordion. Maybe Lidia Mendoza.
Tall fences, really tall fences.
Latinos, Mexicanos.
Monorail, it went to Galveston.
It's the railroads and the highway overpasses.
Wonderful plants, wonderful flowers.
Of a dog or two in the yard.
Loquats growing and just generally everything. Pickle and two hot dogs and a root beer. Just generally everything. Well, you know, that idea of everything. Sort of wound through here, wound through some of this area. You could really get some speed, and that's what we were looking for.
What do you think? I know you never expected.
You can see little pieces where people really care and are trying, and it's a home for so many people. And my father always said that East End would always have the people come to it, because going into town in the morning, you didn't face the sun. He said that at River Oaks and West End never would make it, because you couldn't get up in the morning and face that sun all the way into the city. It just didn't make any sense. Use those shells. The shells were hard.
Oyster shells.
So oyster shells never go away. These oyster shells for practically nothing. My father died.
My father grew up.
I don't think we turned out okay. The first time I ever saw television was in this house.
Now it's kind of a tumble-down, failed modernist experiment back behind the house. Windowless, and it's made out of plywood. It might have been a good idea at one time, but the elements have just ravaged it and destroyed it.
This house was never built.
There's like this recreation of Mexico, where I moved in and where I lived.
And this house was built after that. This is it. Every house, I knew every house. Tried to sell things to every house. This was Cartier. This house was Price. This was, these people, we didn't know them very well. Now, this house had huge, huge azalea plants, almost like trees, stump plants, the mother plant. How deep and how big and how heavy. This apartment house, I could see the top of the shamrock from there. This was my mother's best friend. Because she spoke German. They were from Germany, and Hausenstein was their name. This was a duplex. Now we're in front of 1442, which is where I grew up and lived for the first 35 years of my life. This crepe myrtle was always there. You know, my father probably planted that crepe myrtle. It was always here. And he started asking me questions about, what about this? What about that? What about the other thing? And all the things that were screwed up, he asked me, he said, well, why did you do it this way, or why did you do it that way? And I could tell him all of it, because from the time I was 8 or 9 years old, I was doing all the things to try to keep it up. And all the things that were screwed up, he understood. We were able to communicate.